Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number two of the program. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on our site, totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Let's roll right into the phone calls and talk to Carl in Montreal. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, a couple things I want to say. Well, the last caller was one, and then Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez was the other thing I wanted to talk about. Well, there was a recent issue here up in Quebec about child services would take the children of, like, Mennonite families and Catholics who would not send their children to public schools where the mandatory curriculum teaches evolution. They teach that homosexuality is okay. And there was a big debate up here, you know, that the people, communities are packing up and moving to other provinces because they're afraid of these child protective services that's coming and taking their kids. You know, they have to go to a school that has to teach a certain curriculum. I don't know about in the States what anything recent about that, but...
It differs state by state. There are more offensive homeschool regulations in some states than there are in others. So there are similar rules here. Usually they just leave the Mennonites alone, though.
Right. You know, I don't have any problem with parents teaching their kids that homosexuality is okay or whatever. But as far as I'm concerned, the parents should be able to decide what they teach their kids. And that's really what the issue is, as far as I'm concerned.
Right, and I actually saw the news you're referring to about the Mennonites. They were just planning on just all of them picking up, whether or not they had kids, and I'm sure most of them do, but just picking up and moving their entire community to a different province or something like that, right?
Yeah, Mennonites would do that.
Right? Is that right, Carl?
Yes.
Okay.
The other thing is about Attorney Alberto Gonzalez. Well, I said my case before. I had Paul McNulty as one of my prosecutors, and he was the deputy attorney general under Alberto Gonzalez. I don't know. I remember you said about stepping down. Was it back in, what, March or May or whatever? And his name's come up a few times. It was in the paper today. But, I mean, it's just, I mean, I had him lie several times and just make up allegations and then confronted him. He didn't
want to. Well, you don't get to be the Attorney General of the United States by being a good guy.
Yeah, I know.
You've got to know some scummy people. You've got to know politicians. You've got to know the right people. And then that's how you get in. So, you know, this isn't a shock. It's not a shock that Alberto Gonzalez was a liar. He's a politician.
Right. Politicians rise to the ranks by being the most cutthroat of politicians. The good politicians have a tendency to get weeded out early on.
Exactly. Carl, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to, and you know what, as far as the Mennonites are concerned, I support them. You know what? Pick up and move out. If that's all it's... Because you know the Mennonites certainly aren't going to arm up and put up fences with barbed wire to defend their freedoms.
That's not their policy.
No, they're Mennonites, so...
But that sure as hell would be interesting, wouldn't it? You want to talk about some a newsworthy event. The Mennonites have hunkered down. They've dug trenches. They've put up fences, and they're not going anywhere.
Yeah, well, that doesn't sound like Mennonites at all, but it does sound like militia.
Which is why it would be newsworthy, because it'd be awesome.
Sure would.
Let's continue with the calls and talk to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Dave.
Howdy, guys. This is kind of out of the blue, but I've been listening to the news every half hour. They're talking about the astronaut lady.
And what's going on with her?
She's just pleading insane or something, which she probably is, but I don't know. But the way
they will help with that.
The way they portray it, so like, and she said that they were, she, tried to kidnap a romantic rival. That's the words they're using. If a guy did what she did, he'd be, like, labeled a jealous, insane, maniac kidnapper, you know?
Did she actually kidnap someone, or did she try to kidnap someone?
Yeah, whatever, you know. But the way they explain it, I just want to show the scam that this, the way women want to be treated equal and everything, but they really don't. You know,
Well, you know, it's funny that the feminist movement of the 1970s is where that whole concept came from. And, of course, not all women were feminists. And so, unfortunately, many of them are now suffering by this mentality that was created by the feminist movement that, you know, everyone thinks women are exactly the same as men. And they should be treated equally. But as far as are they the same? No, they're different. Men and women are different. And that's
another
okay.
Another example. They're throwing a big fit about kids showing the crack in their butt, you know, their pants hanging down low.
Right, Louisiana.
Women could walk around with their cleavage, you know, the whole side of the boob showing. And
yeah, what's one crack versus another crack?
Right, that's what I'm... And another thing, and it's going to hurt a lot of people, going to make a lot of people's eyes, but abortion. Just because woman is deemed by the Creator the doorway into this existence, and it hurts for it to open the door that only comes along with the territory. If they want to put a dent in abortion, you drag the man into it too, because it's an equal thing. Took two people to create that baby, and if they want to end that
baby, Mark's gonna agree
signatures
with, Mark's going to agree with you on that, but I, you know, while it took two people to create that thing, she's got to bear that burden
Time. Just because I'm a man and I could throw a woman down to the ground and put a baby into her, I can't, you know, because it's, you know, it's not right. Just because, now say if I'm living with somebody and they want to throw my baby away, and I say, no, we made that baby in love. You can't just reach in and throw that baby away.
Yes, she can.
Where's the equalness? I can't just throw her down and
you're
put a baby
you're not equal. You're just
that's
a guy
great.
That stuck it in.
How could she... She allowed me to fertilize her or whatever, you know.
Right.
It wasn't no rape. And now she could just throw it away? No way. That's my baby, too. That was made out
of... Well, how about
this?
How about she takes it out of her and gives it to you? How about that? Then what are you going
to do? I'll pay, if she wants a charge for the pain and for the housing of the baby during the 9 months, then, you know, you pay her $300 a month.
If you can strike a deal like that, then I say more power to you.
You have struck on the empowering chord there, Dave, is that, you know, if you were to pay the woman to gestate your child for you.
Right, and then $1,500 for the birth and everything, you know. But then they say, well, I can't have the baby and then give it away. You know what I mean? Then they play that woman thing again.
Well, that's why you need a signed agreement, Dave.
Right. That's when you start playing the guilt thing. Oh, you can't take it and throw it away, but or you can't have the child, but you can kill it. You know, so that's when you play
about,
that card.
It's all about equal to everybody, like, and that's why all men are created equal and endowed with their Creator certain unalienable rights.
They may be created equal, but they're also created different. Thanks for the call, Dave. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line for you. I hope that does not open the Pandora's box.
Well, I'm not going to comment any further.
Yeah. Okay, Nick, you're sort of sitting quietly during that. Any thoughts?
I'm pretty neutral on the abortion issue, actually, so I try to stay out of it. It's not a main issue for me. I see both sides of the debate, and I would effectively be pro-choice just because I don't believe any laws are going to work effectively against it. But I can see the pro-life argument for life too. So
that's sort of where I fall too.
Yeah. There are libertarians who call themselves pro-life libertarians, and all of that. I think Ron Paul is probably one of them. But it seems to me that even though you may be considering yourself a pro-life libertarian, you also need to understand that prohibiting abortions is about the worst idea. I mean, that's just an awful, awful concept.
It generally creates a bad it creates a bad environment, and
it creates a black market for abortions. And we all know what happens when the black market takes a hold of products and services.
Very bad things happen.
They get dangerous, and they get expensive, and people get hurt. Do you want that to happen? 800-259-9231. Well, let's continue, this time to Dominic in Georgia. Dominic, you're on Free Talk Live. Dominic?
Yes.
Hello. Hey, you're on the air.
Ian, Mark, and Nick, how are you?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
I am just chiming in, actually. I'm new to the show, been listening since April.
That's not that new. You're fairly experienced at this point. But go ahead. What's on your mind?
Actually, not too much. Again, I just wanted to chime in, say hello to y'all. I got to see Ian and Mark up there at the Pork Fest in June. I came up there with my family.
Ah, excellent. Cool. Have you made it to the Liberty Forum yet, which is the other Free State Project event?
I have not. We just came up there. We went up there 10 days during the Pork Fest. and we spent our time running around from anywhere from Port Arthur down to Manchester. Not
so when you move them, Dominic?
We are moving next year, somewhere June, July, August.
Excellent. That is really exciting. Go over to freestateproject.org and read up on the Liberty Forum. I think they're about to announce some new information. They've already announced some of the speakers. It's going to be happening in early January of 2008. We look forward to seeing you there. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-990-1878. That's 1-800-990-1878. 1-800-990-1878.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It's your show and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line 800 800- 259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, including the archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the website, for your downloading convenience for you at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. As we go to the phones, to the fun, to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi there. I was just wondering a point of logic here.
Sure.
Let's say you're a farmer and you're trying to grow some corn, and you're in the middle of a drought, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And one day you're looking up in the sky, hey, it's getting a little cloudy. Hey, it starts drizzling out, okay? But it's not enough. It's insufficient rain,
mm-hmm.
okay? Does it make sense to say that that's excessive rain?
No.
I wouldn't think so, no.
Okay. Let's say somebody gets caught shoplifting, and the place calls the cops, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The cop is trying to arrest the person. The person is resisting arrest and actually gets away, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then accuses the cop of using excessive force.
Because he got away.
It doesn't seem to make sense to call that excessive force. The cop could say, oh, no, I only used necessary force. In fact, it wasn't excessive. It was insufficient.
Well, because if he had used excessive force, then he probably wouldn't have got away.
Yeah, it would have been sufficient and more than sufficient, but this was less than sufficient, therefore not excessive. Likewise, if some teenagers are peacefully minding their own business at a high school graduation kegger, and the cops show up to start trouble,
mm-hmm.
and of course you don't want drunk teenagers borrowing the cops' guns and settling the matter out of court, because they're drunk. They might miss and shoot another classmate. Okay, but if they gun down a half a dozen cops and people are saying, oh, that is going too far, well, excuse me, but if the state still enforces underage drinking laws, then it's insufficient. Therefore, not excessive.
Wait, what was insufficient? I missed that one.
If the designated drivers who haven't been drinking, or anybody who just happens to have shown up just now and they maybe have a six-pack of beer in their hands and
mm-hmm.
the cops are going to try to arrest them for it. So they borrow the cops' guns out of the holsters and blast away maybe half a dozen cops. That's not excessive because the state still keeps right on enforcing underage drinking laws. Therefore,
yeah, I'd call that a stretch, Tom. That's a bit of a stretch.
Sufficient.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Excessive is not how I would define that. That situation.
What, should we call him just One Note Tom or something like that? I mean, there was a little while where he was calling about other things before he would get to his cop killing advocacy.
Well, now he's decided that he's come up with a new system. His system is that he will address it first and then quickly jump into a new story. Usually, that's what he's been doing.
Hmm.
And we sort of, forestalled him by asking the question. And
look, while I agree with Tom that it's awful that the police are busting up high school and college parties and making it so that these kids hate the police, because that's really the most effective way to get young people to have absolutely no respect for the police, and that is to arrest them and harass them and do terrible things to them for just deciding to drink, which many, many high school kids do. Many of them don't get caught, and you're never going to stop that. Well, I sympathize with them on that one. I don't think the appropriate response is to pull the guns from the cops' holsters, as though you could even do that effectively,
right?
And plink off some police
and go out like Bonnie and Clyde,
yeah,
because you're going to go out.
Your high school party isn't worth dying over.
Well, and I don't think it's really worth taking someone's life over what usually amounts to like a $50 ticket and a 20-day.
You're going to spend a little time in jail, maybe, as you wait for mom and dad to come and get you,
or for a few hours.
But, things are going to be a lot worse for you if you decide to start killing cops. Please don't listen to what Tom says. 800-259-9231. Now, on the other hand, we should probably talk about underage drinking, because, Nick, you've got a story about that. But first, we need to continue with the phone calls and go to William in Oregon. William, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Really fine. Sir, recently we've been doing some research work on thousands of American soldiers who disappeared during World War II, Korean War, Vietnam.
Uh-huh.
And there's a book called Soldiers of Misfortune. It's an Avon publication. The book is endorsed by U.S. General Westmoreland. He passed away recently.
Nice. What about it?
He said that every American needs to read the book to be free. Going a little bit farther, U.S. Ambassador John J. Miller has asked for help in getting factual information about real American soldiers that have been stuck in these prisons in Russia, Ukraine. When they were captured during the Cold War, they were given fictitious names and sent into remote areas of Siberia, etc. At this time, the Russian Red Cross has just begun to become getting money from the American Red Cross so they can be wholly independent. They have money now, they can go out and search in these areas. There's a particular camp called G, like George, A-Y-S-K, Gask Prison. And if you go to Google and you type in that word, up will come the location. There's a special camp.
What's the point of your call? I mean, you're just saying there's some POWs out there still?
Mentioning, asking for the public help. Every American citizen is important. We have life, liberty, and freedom here in this country.
Tell you what, as soon as the government stops taxing me, I'll give them my assistance on this. How about that?
Well, what I'm thinking of as a thought, sir, is that if you have a brother or a father who was an American soldier who disappeared and he might still be alive, there was hope there somewhere, you want him to come home, right?
What conflict are you talking about that they were supposedly taking?
He named several. Korean War, World War II, Vietnam.
Yep. Actually, to mention this gentleman just briefly, that after World War II, the Russians asked for us to return all traitors, you know, from Russia. A lot of Russians were caught serving with the German armed forces. We refused to do that. And as a result,
Are you talking to us through some sort of voice coding mechanism?
Oh, no.
Is that your real voice?
No, not at all. But I just mentioned that during the Cold War, there were several factors that prohibited information coming to the American public.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, we have something called strategic analysis in this country. That means there are no gut feelings, no emotions. If the welfare of 200 million Americans is at stake, and there might be 20,000 Americans, let's say, in secret prisons in Russia, Ukraine, the welfare of the 200 million comes first. President Eisenhower, back in 1960, dictated that the rescue of any American soldiers in Soviet or communist lands was impossible. It would trigger a Third World War.
So what exactly are you looking for? You're looking for Americans to call, what, the Pentagon or something?
What I'm saying is that there are thousands of people listening to your program who have lost loved ones during these wars. They don't forget their father, their brother, their son, their neighbor, you know.
Sure, I understand.
Okay. Now, what I'd like to say also, getting inside with the politics.
I don't have time for politics. What, you've got like 20 seconds to give us the point of
what
your call.
What I'm saying basically is if you're working with somebody on a rescue attempt, you have a buddy, you know, then your buddy is watching over you. And if he's an American, we have special values as far as I'm concerned. We have lots of freedom here. So I just want to be sure and say to anybody listening, the person is called Gask, G-A-Y-S-K. It's located in Soviet Russia. Go to Google, please.
So what do you want the people to do? Just Google a prison's name?
Well, the prison is special camp number 6. There's supposed to be 200 American soldiers there.
Good luck getting them out, man. I, you know, best of luck to you. You know, when you join the military, that's one of the risks you take.
Well, I would hate to think that there were American soldiers locked up over there and couldn't get away.
More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live52 is for you. Live52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have the best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free. Shrine of Female listeners there. Dozens and dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine. freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. Call them today. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
800-259-9231. Do you guys have any more comments on that whole POW call? It's kind of weird. I mean, you mentioned, Nick, during the break that we'd had a call similar to that in the past. Can you recap that?
As I recall, it was a theory that there were a large number of U.S. soldiers that were being held on some island where they were doing...
It's like off the coast of France or something like that.
Or Africa. I don't know. I don't recall exactly. But where they were doing biological and chemical weapons testing, according to the caller... And that they were still under quarantine, and it was a secret base, and access was restricted. And checking into it, I know you guys did on the show, and I think I looked it up. The island was—it's basically just a nice tourist spot in the Indian Ocean. But that it sounded like a similar conspiracy theory, and I wouldn't be surprised to know that this is just another one that kind of gives people hope who have relatives who went missing during one of these wars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a very broad range of wars.
Right. You're talking about, even if you pick the Vietnam era, you're talking about guys that would be in their you know, 60s now, likely.
Right, and most likely they were, I mean, at this point, they're almost certainly dead. They were killed during the war, or they were held as prisoners for several years. And
right, they would be, at this point, why would they keep them alive?
Right. Yeah, what's the interest, what interest does a foreign country have in continuing to feed and clothe and house men that they confiscated from the battlefield?
And to me, the theory doesn't even make sense. I mean, during World War II, Russia was our ally, and during the other wars, he cited, yeah, we were fighting communist countries, but they didn't directly border Russia, and there's why would the Soviets be interested in taking American POWs? It's a huge political risk. Why wouldn't they leave it to the Koreans or the Vietnamese to keep them? So
it
doesn't really make sense logically to me.
Right, and if their purpose in having that conspiracy is to give hope to people, isn't that kind of mean? You know, somebody out there that's looking to get back in touch with their lost uncle or, you know, son or whatever?
It could be that somebody in that position came up with the theory. Grief can do weird things to people, and they try to rationalize and come up with
true
explanations.
If the hope spurred you into spending a whole bunch of time and money on trying to find out if your father or brother was in one of these prisons, then it could be a big waste of time and money.
Which is what he was talking about. He was encouraging people I could barely understand what his point was, but it seemed like he was encouraging people to, you know, do your own research. Go Google this particular prison and then call the State Department or something and try to get them to do something about that. You want to talk about spinning your wheels. Good luck.
There's no research you could do. I mean, if you were really, the person was really missing in action, that means there's no record of where they went. They were just... they were in a combat zone, and then they disappeared during action or other.
Right. And you could see that this prison...
so there's not much research.
Maybe.
You could say, my grandfather, whatever, fought here in Korea, and this was the last point, and here's the report, and it's just going to tell
you... haven't heard from him in 30-something, 40 years.
Yeah, heard from him, and all that's left at that point is to make up a wild theory, you know.
Right, and the idea that you're going to be able to get the military to go out and do something about it is, I think, a little foolish. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, Russia still has nuclear weapons, so even if they were holding our soldiers, I don't think there's much we could do about it.
Yeah, it's very unlikely that by calling the Pentagon or calling a representative, you're going to get anybody to take any sort of action that would involve going and finding these prisons and checking them out and seeing if they still have some POWs wasting away in them.
Now, however, the POW-MIA movement among the Vietnam War vets, that's more of a solidarity thing. Like, we're not going to forget our fallen brothers.
Mm-hmm.
That seems... That's okay, as far as I'm concerned.
There's a difference between not forgetting and harping on and devoting all of one's free time to a theory.
If there were still POWs, Chuck Norris would have gotten them out by now.
Right. Right. And, you know, it's at this point, that I think Palmia, and as it relates to Vietnam, is mostly about remains recovery. To see if... and they have fostered a lot of cooperation with the Vietnamese, who we're now friends with, now that the war's over and we trade with them. But there's been a lot of cooperation, and, you know, we are allowed to go there and look for the remains of people, where they were shot down or where they were lost, you know. So,
do you think we should have been... should we have brought all this out while William was on the line, or would that have been too harsh? Because I would feel awful sort of raining on the parade of this guy. I mean, he feels like he's doing something important.
Now, he wasn't listening to the show. He said, at least he said to the call screener.
That's what he said.
Good.
And so I guess I would have felt bad about that. But, you know, when the guy's on the phone, I don't know. Should we have, held his feet to the fire?
It was difficult to me to understand exactly what the claims you were making were, because, you know.
Had to put it together after the fact. 800-259-9231. Let's talk about underage drinking. Nick, you've got the story from, I believe, MSNBC?
Yep, MSNBC. It's about a week ago. Over the strong objection of federal safety officials, a quiet movement to lower the legal drinking age to 18 is taking root, as advocates argue that teenagers who are allowed to vote and fight for their country should also be able to enjoy a beer or two.
I think that right there is a very strong argument.
Yeah, it is. And the proposal, which is the subject of a national petition drive by the National Youth Rights Association, I think their website's NYRA.org. It's not mentioned here, but I was aware that the
National Youth Rights Association.
Yep. You could Google that, too. It's been studied in a handful of states in recent years, including Florida, Wisconsin, Vermont, and Missouri, where supporters are pushing a ballot initiative. So it is still on the state level, which we'll get to in a minute. Most people don't realize the drinking age is still a state issue.
That's correct. They could change the drinking age, but then they would not receive federal highway funds.
They would not receive. I've done independent research on this. They wouldn't receive 10% of federal highway funds, which
really?
In New Hampshire's case, we already lose because of our seatbelt law. So we would lose.
So we've got nothing on the line then here in New Hampshire.
Well, no, I think we'd lose an additional 10%, so we only receive 80% of our appropriated funds. So it's basically extortion. Opponents of the idea point to a reported rise in binge drinking as teenagers increasingly turn to hard liquor as proof that minors should not be allowed to drink. But proponents look at the same data and draw the opposite conclusion. And there's some background on that, but teenagers have been turning more so over the last 30 years or so to hard liquor. It's easier to get, easier to transport.
Right. Now, that's really the issue. Because it's prohibited, teenagers have to hide it. And the easiest way to hide it is a flask or something like that. Hard liquor, I remember the only time I've ever drank in my life Everclear, I was under the age of 21.
Right. Well, because it's easy, you can get more people drunk off a bottle of vodka with less baggage.
And you can do it faster as well.
Right.
And more dangerous. Right. It's the speed with which you consume the alcohol that is the most dangerous part about it.
Right, because you can't, I mean, most people can't really, I'm sure the kids, they like to chug beers, but it's still a slower process, drinking beer after beer after beer.
And, well, this mirrors what happened with general alcohol prohibition, because America's hard alcohol drinking rates went up during Prohibition for the same reason, because it was illegal for everybody.
Right, easier to conceal in a coffee cup or something like that.
It's still 50% higher than it was prior to Prohibition.
It's slowly come down, but it's still higher than it was. So that drove the country in general towards hard liquor. So when you prohibit something like alcohol, it pushes people oftentimes towards harder substances. Continue with the article here. Raising the drinking age to 21 was passed with the very best of intentions, but it has had the very worst of outcomes, said David J. Hansen, an alcohol policy expert at the State University of New York, Potsdam. And then there's some other quotes here.
And he's absolutely right. It's a great example of unintended consequences. I don't care what your intentions are. I understand you didn't want kids to drink. You just wanted to save some lives. But as a result now, more kids are drinking harder liquor in more unsafe ways. They're traveling, and people are getting hurt far more than they would if we would just let kids have access to alcohol when they want it. Let's have a more open attitude between parents and young people about alcohol, to where they can maybe try it at home, to where they're not going out to some party and risking their lives just trying to make it back home to mom's house.
Right. If people think about when they first tried alcohol, like really got drunk, likely it was in the presence of their friends. Wouldn't you prefer your children to experiment with alcohol in front of you so that you can handle any of these problems?
Right, and there's an important difference between the levels of drinking. We'll continue this discussion here in a moment. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it.
A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Sigil CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier, as hundreds of our listeners have decided to do for as little as $3 a month. You just go to amp.freetalklive.com. Amp stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is a simple one. You send in $3 a month, we take that money in, and we pool it all together. We turn it around into purchasing advertising for the show to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the country and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide and as fast as possible. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com, learn about the program, learn about the perks you get access to, like the amp-only call-in lines, the chat room, the forum, and more. All the details, amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a story that's actually been, I guess, all over the place recently, because you had it from MSNBC a week ago, and I have a similar story from ABC News, which is just, I guess, just came out today or yesterday. So people are really talking about perhaps lowering the drinking age on a state-by-state basis, because, as you said, Nick, it is not a federal law, necessarily.
Nope.
It is a state-by-state decision, and most of the states decided to raise the drinking age in order to get their hands on federal money for highway, and that's, you know, that's a whole other issue. But I wanted to, before we go on, if there's more to the story, obviously the usual suspects are lining up to oppose this, like Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Yeah, and the head of the National Transportation Safety Bureau has also had a quote, but I didn't feel it was worth mentioning because it was predictable, as you would think.
Right. We actually at one time tried to get Mothers Against Drunk Driving to come on this show and talk about these issues. They had no interest in coming on Free Talk Live.
No, they'd much rather take the legislative route rather than talking about ideas. They'd much rather take legislative route.
And plus, they have it's their status quo, so they don't really have to defend their ideas. They just have to defend it again from legislation changing the status quo.
Right. Well, their problem is that they equate underage drinking to drunk driving, which doesn't. It's not necessarily the statistics that are put out there are skewed, and this article does get into that a little bit.
It is not necessarily the case that just because you're drinking underage means that you're irresponsible about it. Not necessarily the case.
Right.
Now, because it is prohibited, because underage drinking is against the law and is prohibited, that encourages irresponsibility.
because kids have to hide it, because kids have to be very, very careful about where they're drinking, how they're drinking, where they're getting the alcohol from. And if they're hiding their drinking, they're doing it at somebody's house whose parents aren't home, which means inevitably they're going to have to go home.
Right, they're
going
to have to go home. How are right. they, you know, they've already done this bad thing, which is drinking. How am I going to get home without getting caught?
They're frightened to death of calling their parents and being honest with them over this, because who knows what they'll think about it. And, of course, parents have to be – the parents that are a little more tolerant have to be very careful as well, because if they're allowing kids to drink at their house, if the word's to get out about that, then they could be facing charges for, you know, distributing alcohol to a minor or, yeah. what is it, contributing to delinquency, I guess is another charge. And so everything is completely underground. It's huge, though. Go to MySpace.com and go and search for, you know, kids who are 18 and 19 and 20 and look at the photos on their MySpace page. You'll see – photo after photo of kids with, you know, alcohol in their hands, swigging down liquor bottles, right there. The evidence is right out in the open. Everybody in America knows this goes on. Most American adults engaged in it when they were kids.
Right. And this is, it's not even kids that are on, debated now. This is, I mean, some people who are 19 and 20 have their own apartment.
It's right.
They,
adults,
they live on
okay.
their own.
And young people.
This is, you know, this is what college seems to be entirely about, is consuming alcohol, or at least largely. You're talking about, you put
they
in this...
released the party school list last week.
You put these people in this four age group, 19, 20, 21, and 22. There you've got two years that can buy alcohol and two that can't. So they just, you know, the fraternities, and they just get friends to buy the alcohol for them. They drink
sure.
back at the dormitory or wherever it is that they drink. And then they want to go out to these events, whether it's a football game or some party or something like that. Well, they can drink relatively safely in their dormitories or frat houses or whatever, but they can't drink anyplace else. So what they do is they consume a large quantity of alcohol in a short period of time, which is what causes alcohol poisoning.
Right.
We have in place in this country laws that encourage our kids to kill themselves.
And
these
it's
are
happening.
Stupid, stupid laws.
Indeed. In fact, I think that the prohibition of alcohol actually encourages kids to be a little more crazy, because you aren't really, unless, again, you have sort of an open-minded family, you aren't necessarily taught about alcohol when you're a young person. I know I wasn't.
No.
I was told not to do it. And so what did I do when I turned 16? And, I was able to drive myself around and had friends who inevitably were inviting me over. I went out and got drunk with my friends
right.
one night when their parents weren't home. And walked to work the next day, because I actually didn't have a car at that point, but he lived close enough to where I could walk to his house. And I think that because I didn't really know what I was doing, and I didn't really know anything about alcohol besides the fact that I wasn't supposed to do it, and I knew that people got drunk off of it, that is what I ended up doing, was I got drunk. I got really drunk. As
that's
many,
what,
many,
what most people do
right,
when they first start drinking.
Right,
I mean,
I didn't understand until recently that there's a large segment of the population out there that actually doesn't drink to get drunk. I always thought the purpose of drinking alcohol was to inebriate oneself. I thought that was the purpose, because that's what I was around as a young person. When I was a teenager, whenever I encountered alcohol, that was the attitude that surrounded it. Hey, we got alcohol, let's get trashed, or let's get effed up, or whatever. And crunk. I thought that this, or crunk is the new term nowadays, right?
I think we're probably behind the times.
I never used that, but it's more of a Southern thing.
I've heard it done.
So this was the attitude of the young people that I was around in Florida, and I'm sure it's all across the country, that this is what you do with alcohol.
Well,
you get really, really drunk. And that's not necessarily what you do.
No, and but there, I mean, it's not like you can take it easy if you don't have ready access to alcohol. It's not like you can go out and get a couple beers easily and then just have one or two beers and then be done for the night. If you're underage, it's a big process to find someone who'll buy you alcohol, get the alcohol, bring it wherever, find some place to drink it.
Right.
And then it encourages you to drink it all at once.
The scarcity of it encourages a frenzy. Because, whoa, it's exciting. Here's this thing we normally can't have. Let's consume as much of it as we possibly
right.
can. It everything about what we have just causes kids to drink too much.
Yes, it does.
Look, in Ireland, and I've used this example before, you can go up, and as long as you're quote-unquote man enough to go up to the bar and order a beer, you can do that. It's legal. Now, you have to get the bartender to serve you, and he gets to decide, or she gets to decide whether or not. they want to, but you can do it at 12 years old. You can order a beer in Ireland. Now, I don't know what their alcoholism rates are. I don't know what their drunk driving incidences are. I would imagine their drunk driving limit is probably different than what ours is. But, you know, I can't imagine that it's that terrible of a thing, quite honestly.
No, and actually, a lot of people who are coming forward on this in support, there are new allies in this movement, include people like John M. McCardle. He was a former president of Middlebury College in Vermont, and he's been pushing this very hard. I've seen him in the news for about a year or two pushing this issue. But it's a lot of people who are involved in post-secondary education in the colleges who've seen that this policy doesn't work. And they're approaching it from the angle not necessarily that they want kids to drink or they think that the laws in place are wrong, but that the policy is not working.
Right.
It's producing the wrong effect.
These are people that are in touch with reality. They understand that you can say and pass all the laws you want to and wave your laws in people's face, and you can arrest as many kids as you want to arrest. It has not stopped underage drinking, and it will not stop underage drinking, and anybody who's ever been on a college campus knows it. They
right.
damn well know it, and they also know that when you're trying to recover from some crazy weekend, you probably aren't going to be very good at taking a test on Monday morning. So it's also affecting these kids' scores in their colleges. It's affecting, you know, many kids, they get lost in the partying world, and they end up dropping out because they can't keep their grades up. This is a typical story in colleges.
Right, and binge drinking is a phenomenon. I mean, I've heard McCardle speaking on this before, and he was talking about how binge drinking is a new phenomenon. When he got started in the education industry, that wasn't something that was all that common. The frat houses might do it once in a while, but it wasn't like people were having keggers every weekend. And now, as this has gone on, it's gotten worse. I mean, the situation on the ground on the colleges, it's gotten worse as far as alcohol abuse.
I imagine you can find parties, if not every weekend, a few times a week on college campus.
Well, I would think that every night.
Yeah.
It'll be a college party.
At the very least,
night.
Starts on Thursday.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you care about kids, you should be on the side of lowering the drinking age. Now, lowering it to 18, that's a good start. But in my opinion, it's not far enough.
I would say it needs to be lower, but I don't think you're going to sell that to the people in specific states very well.
No,
I think 18 is a good place to start and make it incremental from there.
Right. It's a tough sell, but the principles are still the same. The principles are still the same. If you prohibit this, if you prohibit kids from drinking, they're still going to want to do it, and they're going to drink in dangerous ways. If you've got a story you want to share with us about, you know, maybe how you were binge drinking as a young person and what the atmosphere was like, what you were encouraged to do and not to do, and what you ended up doing, 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Hour 3 is coming up.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.